This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am the award-winning Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida. I had to do it. From Ocala, Florida.
You could say we.
Well, I thought like you. I set you up. You could have come back then and said, and I am the award-winning. Let's start over. Good morning, everybody. That. I am the award-winning Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm the better half, Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's June 21st, episode 1722, brought to you today by horselovers.com. Good morning, Horse World.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all, the day you either distinguish yourself or fade into the crowd.
Hang on, we're hitching a ride.
Daddy, I want another pony.
I put 40 hours in this weekend, man, it's only Wednesday. I've been cussing this damn heat all day long, there's got to be another way. So I pick up my guitar and I write a song. Everybody hears and they sing along. Hey, hey.
Well, Glenn, we missed our opportunity this morning. We were supposed to be somewhere, and we weren't there.
Oh, where were we supposed to be?
Well, around 13,000 people descended upon Stonehenge this morning to celebrate the summer solstice. Apparently, people travel to Avebury, Wiltshire in England to watch the sunrise. Because it aligns the sun as it comes up, beautifully aligns with the central heel stone, which is one of the big giant stones in Stonehenge. And it comes up like through the little box. And so everybody freaks out and takes a billion pictures of it.
Okay.
Now, the winter solstice, it actually goes on the other side and it aligns with the Stonehenge stone. So we really should have been there. There was 13,000 people dressed like total hippies with flowers in their hair and dancing around, except for they now have technology. And so they all had their cell phones out taking pictures. But apparently,
was there a cloud like a really of big smoke deal. Over them, too? That's,
you know. Couldn't see the sunrise through all the pot smoke. Now, I just was going to give you a little history. The summer solstice is the longest day of the year. So you guys, you can get outside and do something today because you've got plenty of extra time. It is also the beginning of summer, which sounds like a really cruel joke considering it was 120 degrees here yesterday. And that wasn't even summer? What? Oh, we're screwed. The sun reaches the highest point in the sky, and it occurs when the Earth's axis tilts most towards the sun, and it is directly above the Tropic of Cancer. So for astrologists, it marks the beginning of summer. The winter solstice begins the beginning of winter. And so meteorologists use a totally different system based on the calendar year. But I just thought I should give you a little history and tell you that next year I plan on being there. Stonehenge.
We could do a live show from Stonehenge. No, we might.
I'm sure their internet connection is rapid speed.
Yeah, sure. It's great. With all the pot smoke, it's probably, it would be a very happy show. Let's just put it that way.
So basically, happy summer solstice, everybody.
I have good news for you because my phone was still set when I looked at the weather this morning to Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, from the weekend when I was there. And you're only going to hit 118 today.
Oh my God. Can I just tell you how painful yesterday was? 120. I mean, this has been crazy, awful, like record breaking heat. It just hurts. So yesterday I had to make my annual chicken water park. So I do a chicken water park, which I take a little baby pool and I put a bunch of water in it. And then we like run a hose onto the ground. So it's like a big mud pot. And then we've got the misters going and then fans going. So I had my chicken water park up and going yesterday, but still I had to bring Monty Roberts in the house because Monty Roberts just was not going to make it in the heat. She's a silky and she has a lot of feathers. So Monty Roberts stayed in the house yesterday, but I turned her out last night with her friends.
She looks cute as a Dickens, too. I got to meet Monty Roberts over the weekend. That is one cute chicken. If a chicken's going to be cute, that's a cute chicken.
Remember, Lucas named her. He names everything.
Debbie got to hold Monty Roberts. Monty Roberts' daughter got to hold Monty Roberts.
I don't know if she held him or not. I think she was a little bit like.
Oh, no, she did
out.
For the picture. I think she's holding him in the picture.
So it's cute. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was awkward and weird and embarrassing. good times. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's horselovers.com Wednesday edition, Kristen Leshny stops by, our favorite gal from the Jockey Club, and she's going to tell us about two new year-end awards available to OTTBs via the program. And then Dr. DeLue has some tips on helping your horse, your driving horse's back stay healthy in the horse health segment. And just before the buzzer, auditors Chantel and Lindsay are going to join us for a game of equestrian trivia for bragging rights. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Well, we have our daily winnies. Well, my daily Winnie is one of these.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday to Auditor Corinna. Is it Marote? Marote?
Yes, Marote.
Marote. Corinna Marote. So happy birthday to you. And I also wanted to give a special shout out to the gang at Heels Down Happy Hour, our newest show coming out on the Horse Radio Network. It has been submitted to all of the iTunes and Google Plays of the world. And we're waiting for approval now. So probably by Friday, we will have that to where people can listen to it. It'll be added to our app over the next week. And we'll do some more announcement about Heels Down Happy Hour. We sent it out to about 10 of our auditors for a pre-review, and they came back with glowing reports. So I think this is going to be a new addition to the horse, our good new addition to the Horse Radio Network. Kind of the antithesis of our show. They are ending the day where we started. So I think that should be a lot of fun.
Nice. I love it. What a great idea.
Yep. And they are a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy that show.
There she is. My daily Winnie goes to Desiree Johnson. Now, you guys know Desiree as the one who makes the blue jeans, the smooth stride jeans. However, she's also like a former Rolex rider. She rode in Rolex back in the day where you could die, you know, like any time. It was back in the day where it was long format. It was timber. It was so super crazy. Anyway, so she is a very, very accomplished rider and has been kind enough and actually asked me. I didn't just send it out, Glenn. I didn't just solicit this. I sent her some videos of me riding Zeus and Dressage. And it's like I have a coach that lives out of state. I have an online coach. She sent me back like this 2 pages of message about what I need to do basically better. There was absolutely zero positive things said in my zero.
Does that make you feel like, good?
At least you have nice matching gloves on. Like nothing positive. So I've got my work cut out for me. You don't say, you know, there was one point where the girl was videoing, and sometimes when I ask Zeus for the canter, I put my leg on and he just kicks out like a little dramatic jerk. And it's funny because the girl taking the video around it, like, stopped it. I was like, no. This is the stuff I want in there. Like, if you do things perfect, you learn nothing. So by sending the worst of the worst, and which I just was me riding Zeus and Dressage. He doesn't like Dressage. He's not a super fan of getting collected and like moving off the leg. He'd rather run and jump. So our dressage has a lot to be desired. And she sent me some incredibly helpful exercises. I don't know if she's charging me yet. So I may redact this daily Winnie if I get a bill.
You're going to have to buy about 25 pairs of jeans now.
I know. I already have a couple, so I guess I'll have to buy more. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody buy some jeans. She knows what she's talking about. Anyway, so I wasn't going to suggest.
Just Google smooth stride jeans. You'll find them.
If it is free, you guys all send videos too, because it's really, really helpful. keep her busy.
She'll love that, I'm sure.
Anyway, thanks, yeah. Desiree. You're awesome. And I've got a lot of work cut out for me, and I appreciate all your help.
So on the Pollock Report, Boyd Martin, they did an interview with Boyd Martin. We're going to be talking about thoroughbreds and aftercare and all of that today with the tip program. But he did an interview with the Pollock Report. And of course, we're talking about Olympic event rider Boyd Martin. And it's almost like I don't have to introduce him anymore. But there may be a few people out there who don't know who he is.
He's hot, too.
Yeah, that's
everybody
right.
Knows him through that.
That's right. He said, and this is a quote, "In my opinion, the off-the-track thoroughbred is the ultimate event horse. Not every OTTB is the ultimate event horse, but I would take a nice, moving, quiet, thinking, bold, brave, good, jumping thoroughbred over any other horse breed in the world, including warm bloods. There's no better breed to be a four-star event horse." And then it goes on to say, "The thing that has stymied the thoroughbred in this sport, according to Martin, is the preference in recent decades for the European warm bloods, as riders believe those breeds will be better movers. Whether or not they're better in dressage phase of the sport, they have neither the speed nor the stamina of the thoroughbred on the long, intense cross-country course, which can get them eliminated before they even participate in the stadium jumping phase." And then he goes on, I love this. He said, "It's almost a bit trendy to go to Europe and buy a European horse. It's madness," said Martin. "It's a little like when my wife buys wine or perfume. If it's affordable and locally made, she's not interested. She wants the expensive European stuff." Threw her under the bus there a little bit. But but she is from Europe, so that's probably why. But yeah, he goes on to talk in this article about how he's stymied about this. He thinks it's bad for the sport. He really does go into why he believes thoroughbreds are better than warm bloods. And of course, he's had a couple of Neville Bartos in 2010 Olympic or in the World Equestrian Games. And of course, in Rolex in 2016, he had Blackfoot Mystery. How does he say that?
Mystery.
Yep. So, he's had a couple of that have really risen to the top. So it was a very interesting article. If you go to the Pollock Report and check it out, it's something that, you know, you and I have talked about.
I think Steady Eddie is a thoroughbred too. And he rode in Rolex this year too. So he definitely walks the walk. He doesn't just talk the talk. He's competing at the highest level in four stars on thoroughbreds. So
he goes in to talk about how he gives the kind of goods, you know, syndicates have become a big thing of owners, groups of owners owning horses, which is the only way some of these event riders can continue competing at the highest levels in the United States and to even remotely compete with the Europeans. And he goes on to talk about the positives and negatives of the syndicates, too. So it is an interesting article. Go to Pollock Report. It's called "Buy the Right Horse for the Job." And you'll see it there. Another thing going on right now, and this happens every year, but it's that time. Now, Jamie, I forbid you for Chad's benefit to go to this link.
Oh.
Everybody knows, I think now, if that's listened to this show, what the Central Kentucky Riding for Hope is. That is a therapeutic riding program that happens at the Kentucky Horse Park. It's at the back of the park. They built a brand new, beautiful building a while back, and we've been there many times, and we've supported them over the years. And they have their 14th annual gala fundraiser called Night of the Stars on June 24th at the Keene Barn and Entertainment Center at Keeneland, which is a beautiful building. And they, every year, do an online bidding thing. This is what you're forbidden to do.
I'm on it right now. Oh my God. It's not just there's so much stuff.
Yeah, there is a ton of stuff. Now, Jennifer's going to put, it's a long link. You'll never remember it. So Jennifer's going to put the link on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page right now. And it's, if you can, it, when you go there, you're going to click on the auction items page, and it's going to bring you to all of the items they have up for auction right now. And it includes halters worn by Frankel, Bernardini, California Chrome, American Pharoah. By the way, the American Pharoah halter is up to $1,120. Arrogate, $750.
Zenyatta, I'm dying for
California Chrome is $400. California Chrome's falling behind American Faro and Arrogate.
Curlin is $400 now.
Tappet's in there. Let's see. Shackleford is in there. Frosted's in there. They got a ton of halters here. Pioneer of the Niles at $270. Now,
Midnight Lutes halter is only $30, and that's actually a really cheap leather halter. So yeah, even if you don't know who Midnight Lute is, it's still a great deal.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, these are nice. These are usually Amish-made leather halters, right, Jennifer? Didn't you used to sell these to all these big farms, and they're made by Kentucky Amish? Nice,
The Kentucky halters are kind of infamous that way, yeah.
But gosh, I thought they came from Quillen, which is where I get all my leather halters from, is Quillen Leather. It's a place in Kentucky that just does leather halters and like leather work. It's a really cool stuff. But do they get these from like the Amish? I guess it depends
on which farm. Supplier the farm where the horse stands is. It will vary, but they're all beautiful. There's no such thing in Lexington, Kentucky as a Lexington, Kentucky halter that's not beautiful. They're all
crappier, ugly halter. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm looking at all the other stuff they have here. I didn't see. They have hundreds of items on here.
I wonder if Keelan you have to feet. Be there. Ooh, I wonder if you have to go to pick up your items or they'll mail them to you.
That's a good question. Does it say anywhere? I would imagine they would mail them because these are going to, it's an auction. They're bidding on them from all over the country. So
okay.
I would imagine they'll mail them. But yeah, this is, they have a ton of stuff. And I mean, all different kinds of stuff, jewelry and.
Are those ponies for adoption?
No.
Look at the very bottom.
No. I don't think so. No, those are just ads they've shoved in there.
Fjord.
Oh, wait a minute.
See? Oh, you sponsor the equine therapy horses.
Oh, there you go. That makes more sense.
Like, but I want to keep it.
You don't get to take them home. They have Kentucky, let's see, 2018 Kentucky 3-day event. This is a patron club.
Montana
includes
Adventure.
Two tickets to the patron club, which is the fancy plug club that gets all the good food, and cocktails and breakfast and all that stuff. That's up to $870. They got all kinds of stuff here.
Lots of jewelry. Mm, I like jewelry. Anyway, we're going on and on about this. Well, nobody maybe can look at the link, so post that.
Sorry, guys. We just seen it for the first time. We're bidding. We're busy. We'll be back to you in a half an hour. I got to get my credit card.
A Keeneland box and a Darley tour. It's only $200 right now. Buy it, Glenn. Let's go.
Chop, chop. All right. I wanted to mention that because we do like supporting them. They're a good organization. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
We're gonna be talking about thoroughbreds a little bit in about 10 minutes here, and we're going to be talking about the tip program there, which is different than the tip program for the Mustangs. We had that conversation before the show today. They're both named Tip, but they're two different programs. The tip program for the Mustang, there was some bit of chat and controversy about that over the last couple of days. We had them on recently, and that's run by the Thoroughbred Mustang Makeover Foundation, right?
No, it's run by the
I get that all confused.
You're just a disaster. That was a disaster.
The Mustang Heritage Foundation. Thoroughbred Makeover Foundation.
Them dang racing Mustangs, they're so fast. They run that. Yeah. So I think there's a little bit of a budget crisis going on. So we'll keep you guys up to date on that and see what's going on. I know it's the Mustang Heritage Foundation. So
what I read was they just have given out all the money for the year that there's been so many people doing it. And that's a good thing if that's the problem. That is a good thing. All right. Let's do our horse health segment for this Wednesday. We have Dr. DeLue coming up. This is a segment I did years ago, actually, but it's very good. Dr. DeLue is excellent. So we're going to take a listen to that. We'll be back. We got some trivia coming up, some fun with the auditors coming up later in the show, too.
It's time for the Horses in the Morning Horse Health Report. When our intrepid hosts, together with an unlucky member of the equine veterinary trade, attempt to inform, enlighten, or terrify horse owners everywhere into funding a Kickstarter campaign to mass-produce Kevlar-coated, bubble-wrap-lined equine products.
Well, welcome back, Dr. DeLue, to Horse Tip Daily. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
You know, we've done a series now. We've done a number of shows as part of this series on how to really avoid chiropractic, needing a chiropractor in the different disciplines. And we've covered trail riding, we've covered dressage and jumping and reining and cutting. And now we're going to do the one that I really grew up with. I don't ride very much, but I love to drive horses. So tell us about driving.
Well, I'm thrilled that you want to talk about driving because I am just getting more into it. I just recently have all these clients to drive. And so I'm learning a ton about driving and the chiropractic problems that go with it over the last year.
What discipline are you a rider in?
I mostly do trail riding. I showed hunters and jumpers and did a little 3-day eventing.
Okay.
Youth, and now it's pleasure.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny because my wife's was a big eventer, and she would not get in a carriage with me. You know, she's an eventer
scary.
Doing.
I'm so scared.
Really? See, she's the same way. It's like, what do you mean? I'm closer to the ground. There's less place to fall. You know, if I fall out, I'm not really going to hurt myself. So, you know, I just didn't get that yet. These big, brave eventers won't get in the carriage with me. It's probably because I'm nuts, but I had a hack.
It's like riding on the back of a motorcycle.
Yes.
How safe do you feel?
I had a Hackney that was just a little Spitfire of a thing, probably 13 hands, Hackney pony. And we didn't know a thing about her or him. We bought him at an auction, and I just thought he looked spiffy. So I wanted him to drive my Meadowbrook, and the first time I drove that pony, it was like driving a Ferrari. We come to find out that he was the Ohio State champ. So he just had action, and it was like driving a Ferrari. My wife would never get in the cart with me with that pony. And he did back me into a ditch a time or two. But, but boy, he was fun to drive. Oh, it was fun.
You're brave.
I think
give
either
me a 4-foot jump any day, but I don't know about the carrots. Although I have to say, I just had a client who was telling me all the problems that she was having with her team of Frisians, and I arrived at the and I said, "Well, I think I'll best be able to see this if I'm actually in the cart with you, watching them move." And so I pulled up with my truck, parked, and then here comes a team of Frisians. Here, you want to go for a pony ride? And off we went. I have to say, that was a very fun appointment.
You actually ended up riding, not driving? Or did
no,
you ride?
I, no, drive. She
oh,
was
you
driving,
drove?
And
was
I
it
was
a
in the carriage.
Four-wheel carriage?
Yes.
Yeah? Wow. Did you get
but
to drive
it
a little?
It gave me a great perspective. She offered, but I just wanted to watch what the horses were doing. I think I would have felt more comfortable driving, to be honest.
You don't let your boyfriend drive the car either, do you? No comment there.
It depends whose car it is.
So you went driving with the Frisians. That sounds like a blast to me.
Oh, it is a blast. And, I mean, you really can see so much about which horse is cheating and which horse is pulling harder,
yep.
Which horse is paying more attention to what's going on the left versus the right and who's leaning. And it's very informative and I think kind of essential to be able to be their vet, you know, to watch them move and see who's pulling and who's not. And
but it's interesting too, because there are some horses that, you know, and anybody that, if you haven't driven, you don't quite understand this. There are some horses that pull with the traces, and there are some horses that pull with the reins. I had a pony that, I swear, that pony never pulled the cart with the traces. That pony pulled the cart with the reins. You know, they're just, ponies are funny that way. But, okay, so tell us, let me think about what some of the issues would be on the driving end. Because of that pulling action, I would imagine that I don't know. Where are the issues? In the upper leg?
Well, the main issues are in symmetry, because since so much driving is done at the trot,
right,
and they're trotting, pulling a load, what you end up having is a horse that, since it's a 4-beat gait, they're not even. They're picking like a diagonal, if you will, that is easier. And
okay.
So they're almost like not quite trotting with a lead, but they're pushing off more with one side than the other.
Yep, that makes sense.
It's almost like, you know, if you're dragging something behind you, even if you're just walking, you sort of end up kind of having a lead leg and doing your heave-ho with whichever leg is stronger for you.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
And it doesn't mean you're lame or sore. It just means you're a little one-sided.
Well, and it's easier. And once you become one-sided, it's very hard to undo that.
That's exactly it. And that's what we've been dealing with a lot of my driving horses. Well, how do we undo it? You know, you have to trot and you have your cart, and what are we going to do?
And when you're dealing in pairs and fours, they tend to want to keep the horses in the same spot because some horses are better. They don't tend to rotate them, which might help that.
Exactly.
But they don't want to do that because they do develop an affinity for a certain position in the rig.
Yeah, but I do. I sort of insist that my pairs switch. you work with me, I work with you.
Yeah, mean old doctor.
When you're in your show ring, when you're in the show ring, you do whatever you want. But when you're training, you need to switch.
I bet you've gotten some fight back on that one.
Not that much.
No?
Usually,
okay.
People, the first thing they go to isn't the chiropractor. Usually.
Right. You're the last resort.
They've often tried things like, well, we keep getting the right hock injected. We keep getting the right hock injected. Maybe we should try something else. And it's like, well, maybe we should try and get the horse even. So it's right. Not putting all the stress on the right hock all the time.
So if we're driving a single, how would you do that? What do you do to correct that?
I try and have people do some canter work on both leads.
Okay.
Because
the cart?
Canter is a gait. Yeah. In the cart, you have a pony, right? Can canter your pony.
Yeah, but it's not much fun in the cart, let me tell you. If your cart doesn't have a suspension system on it, it's not much fun.
Or I have people try and do some riding as well.
Yeah, I would think that would be better, probably.
Yeah, some dressage work. And the canter is a gait where the horse really can't cheat. You know, on the left lead, you're stepping under more with the left hind and pushing off with the right hind, and vice versa on the right lead. And so by doing canter work, you can get your horse a little more evenly strengthened.
Now,
and kind of stop the cheating that happens.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about chiropractic now. If we've been going through this series, and this might be a good way to finish the series here, is, and one of the common threads you've had throughout this whole series is the unevenness factor. So mm-hmm. are there things you can do as a chiropractor to help that?
Definitely. The pelvis tends to really get uneven when they're pushing off unevenly, like we were talking about. So I tend to do a lot of adjusting of the pelvis to get it. They'll often have one side that's higher or lower. And by getting that even, it really helps them pushing evenly. So it kind of goes hand in hand. We have the exercise program where we try and have the horse be even, but then me trying to get the body even, and those working together tend to be very effective.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so yeah, that is interesting. And, you know, it's, I think that 20 some years ago when my wife was an eventer, chiropractic was not as big as it is now. And now it really has come into its own, and rightfully so. I mean, there's a place for it with humans and there's a place for it with animals. So I think it's great that you did this series on the different disciplines and what can be done to actually avoid you. But when there is a time for you, there's a time for you. And
Definitely.
And you shouldn't put it off, because they're just going to get worse. It's not going to get better on its own without some
exactly.
correction.
And knowing what me feeling, what needs to be fixed, then we can adjust what the rider needs to do to help prevent it. But it's hard to just, you know, this was the guess of, here's the most common things, but every horse is different. So being able to actually feel them and say, here's where your specific problems are, and here's what we can do to hopefully lessen or alleviate them.
And
that's really the key.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you for this series, Dr. DeLue. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you very much. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you for having me. It's been a fun little series to do.
If you want to catch the rest of Dr. DeLue, you can just head on over to horsetipdaily.com. It has all of her series that we did, and we did this years ago, but it's still relevant and it still applies. And she's fascinating. She's a fascinating woman, and we enjoy having her on. We'll have to get her back again soon. Horselovers.com is our sponsor. Speaking about shopping, while we were listening to that, I was over at Horse Lovers because I always like to see what the deal of the day is. By the way, there was this funny conversation, Jamie, going on. I think you were part of it on the auditor page the other day. Joy jumped in and said, just gave my paycheck to Horse Lovers, and I'm not even mad about it. I thought that was funny.
Well, the problem was they start posting about it, and darn if there isn't like free shipping for the day. So if you go to the horselovers.com and you sign up, they'll send you like little flash things like that. So there was a code for free shipping. So I bought a dang case of fly spray.
Did you? Did you get the fly spray we use?
Yes. Yeah. I bought a couple just to try them out, and I do really like them. So I did buy them. But I think, it was, I mean, you don't save any money. I mean, you do save money overall, but the initial cost.
You just buy more stuff.
Yeah, I just buy more stuff. Like, right. I'm saving on shipping, but then I spent all that money on. I got more for my money, though.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Well, Joy said that she was going there for one thing and ended up with 10, which is the problem. Yeah. And I always go, and then, who was it? Jacqueline said, I have a ritual of checking Horse Lovers around 11:30 every day. Please, somebody cut up my credit card, by the way. I apologize if your husbands are listening. So I went there today to check what the deal of the day was. And the deal of the day is 85% off limited quantities of about... Well, it is 7 pages worth of stuff from saddles. They have Bates Innova dressage saddle, which is normally $3,000, marked down to $1,300. They have tall boots. They're marked down to $53.
Oh, dang. I just placed an order yesterday. I can't look at this right now.
Dublin Ladies knee patch breeches from $140 down to $60. They have girths. They have all kinds of breeches. They have lots of different breeches.
The brush boots, Roma, the neoprene brush boots, which is what I like to use in several different situations, are freaking $11.99. Are you kidding me?
I know. And saddle pads for as low as $11. They just have all kinds of stuff marked down today. So be sure to head on over there and check that out. It goes for another 6 hours. If you're listening to this delay, don't worry about it because there's always something there. They have their deal of the day. They have the flash sales. But definitely sign up for their email. A box will pop up. And that's where you get the things like that they do for just email people, which I think is what that free shipping was, right, Jamie? You had to have the code from the email.
I wonder if it still works today, because now the dang saddle pad I wanted yesterday, that was $20 yesterday, and I looked at it, I was like, let's not do it. It's $13 today.
There you go. They have two contests going on right now, too. You can win a Kensington Lavender Mint collection of all the fly products, the sheets, the boots, the fly mask, in beautiful purplish color. Right now, you can sign up to win that, too. It's a $250 complete outfit for your horse. So check that out at Horse Lovers with a Z. .com. And every week on Stable Scoop, we do a product review that we send out to our auditors, and they come on and review the product every week. And that's provided by Horse Lovers as well. They arrange all that and they ship out all the products. So it does pay to be an auditor. And as you'll see later today, auditors also get to play in all the fun games. So if you want to become an auditor, head on over to horsesinthemorning.com and click on the auditor banner for as little as $1 a month. You can do that. So between Horse Lovers and the auditor room, you're going to be very, very happy today. Well, we have our guest ready, Jamie.
Fantastic. Sorry, I'm still online shopping at Horse Lovers.
Close the thing. Put your credit card away.
I'm doing good. I haven't bought anything, and you sent me the auction and the Horse Lovers. Now there's still open windows. this show, doing this job costs me money. Well, let's welcome our guest, Kristen. She is the senior counsel for the Jockey Club. That sounds very fancy. Good morning, Kristen.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
About Horse Lovers. I was clicking around while you guys were talking.
There you go.
It's super dangerous. So do you have horses? You must have horses.
I do. I have one thoroughbred, and then one we think is a thoroughbred. We're not 100% sure, but he might be. Maybe an appendix, but he's got some thoroughbred in him, we think.
That sounds like it was a good acquisition. There's probably a good story behind that one.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, tell
us a story. If only they could talk.
Oh, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do for the Jockey Club.
Sure. So as my title says, senior counsel, I'm actually an attorney by trade, but one of the things that I do here at the Jockey Club is our aftercare programs, specifically the Thoroughbred Incentive Program. We are in our sixth year now offering the Thoroughbred Incentive Program for Thoroughbreds in their second career as either a sport horse or doing some non-competition stuff like trails or therapeutic riding. That's, I think, what we're going to talk a little bit about today is some of the new stuff we've got going on with TIP.
Well, tell us about it.
Sure. So, we've got lots of programs going on and, you know, if people want some information about some of our horse show awards, they can go to our website. It's TJCTIP.com. The kind of two new exciting things we have. First is our recreational riding program. We just started offering that January 1st, and it allows people that ride their thoroughbreds either on the trails or just recreationally around, or even if they drive their thoroughbred or ride an endurance, they can record their hours, and then we give prizes out as they reach certain levels. And it's been really, really well received. We've got about 20 horses that have already completed their 25-hour patch since January 1st this year. And I actually just in the mail got my first 100-hour level horse. So people are really embracing this. And, you know, we get all these really cool stories. I've had a few people that have emailed me and said, you know, my horse is older and we haven't really done anything, but this gave us new motivation to get out and ride and do some stuff with my horse again. So that's been really awesome. So that's been pretty fun. And
let me ask
great
you,
to
let
see.
Me,
I actually
let me,
get to interact with people. Sure.
That's awesome. Let me ask you. So this can be for any type of riding that you do. It doesn't have to be an endurance type thing. This is just hours in the saddle and it's all based on you're, you know, trusting the person who is involved.
Right. So it can be riding or driving done on trails, endurance, right, or other organized group rides. So hunts and hunter paces would also be eligible. Riding like in a lesson or show hours or, you know, that kind of thing, those would not be eligible to be included.
Okay.
We do ask them to report where their hours were recorded. So they have to say, you know, XYZ trail for this long. And then we also ask them to send us photographs showing themselves on the trail, which, you know, we get some pretty cool pictures of some beautiful places around the country. So we are relying on them to honor system a little bit, but we do try as much as we can to get verification on location and at least a picture of somewhere where they were.
Absolutely. So what are some of the, it says win cool swag when you meet the hours in the saddle milestones. What's a swag?
So the first level, 25 hours, is just a patch that has the Thoroughbred Incentive Program, recreational riding program with 25 hours. We have hats, keychains, like tumblers for your beverages to keep them toasty or frosty, picture frames, bags, saddle pads, halters, and then some apparel, vests and fleece jackets are the top two levels.
That's awesome because this is rewarding people that don't necessarily have the desire or the ability to show. So this is really kind of bringing everybody into it. What a great idea. That's so cool.
Well,
now, tell us about the Thoroughbred of the Year Award. Is that
sure.
I'm gonna win
so
that.
We have two... we have two annual awards. One is the Young Rider of the Year, which is obviously for young riders that ride thoroughbreds.
I can't win
the other
that
one is the thoroughbred. Me either. The thoroughbred of the year is for a thoroughbred in a non-competition career. So we're looking at horses that are doing therapeutic riding or police work, or we've even had some people that have sent them in that they're pony horses. It's an essay contest every year, and the winning horse, there's a $5,000 donation to the organization associated with the horse. Or if it's not a nonprofit, then we would select a nonprofit to donate $5,000 to on behalf of the horse. In honor of its award. So most of our horses so far that have won that award are doing therapeutic riding or some sort of career where they're helping people in a therapeutic riding or a hippotherapy type organization. So you want to talk about tearjerker essays to read. It's one of our favorite times of year, but it's definitely hard to choose a winner because it's amazing to see what these thoroughbreds can do to help people, even if they're not being ridden in a show or you know, able to be ridden in a show. Some of them are just doing groundwork with, you know, veterans or young people or, you know, even that we even have some that are doing work with elderly to help their mobility. So very cool.
Absolutely. So tell everybody who say, I've got a thoroughbred and I'm just learning about this for the first time. How can I get my horse registered for the TIP program? The TIP.
Sure. So it's super easy. In order to be eligible for TIP, they do have to be a registered thoroughbred. They do not have to have raced, but they do have to be registered with the Jockey Club. And you can just go to our website, which again is TJCTIP.com. And click on apply here for a TIP number. There's also a whole section for thoroughbred owners that they can click around and find information about all of the programs we have available. We've got the horse show programs, the recreational riding program. We have a youth ambassador program in addition to the two non-competition awards I mentioned earlier.
I have an interesting question, and I don't know that you know the answer to this, but I'll try.
Sure.
So you said something, and it just made me think of this. You said that they have to be a registered thoroughbred, whether they raced or not. How many thoroughbreds, what percentage of registered thoroughbreds actually end up racing and not racing? Do you know?
You know, we've kind of looked at that. We don't have exact numbers, but we estimate it's about 75% make it to the racetrack. To start. Now, some others may start doing workouts and training for races, but may not actually have a start
right.
at the track. My horse is one of those. He's tattooed. He was at the racetrack, but he actually never raced. So it's probably
bless
a little bit higher
heart.
That
bless
are,
his
are
heart.
Actually racing. Yeah. Yeah, I can see why he doesn't exactly like to go fast. So.
Hey, Kristen, it's so funny you said bless his heart there, Jamie, because I was just stalking Kristen on Facebook and she was wearing this shirt that said bless your heart. So you must be from the South.
I did.
Yeah.
That is, yes. That's funny. Yeah, that's his that profile picture. That's him, his little self.
He's very cute. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just didn't like to go fast.
The other thing we've got. Well, you know, don't let's not. I don't want to jinx him because I don't want to go home and him decide he wants to be a racehorse again tomorrow. The other thing we've got going on this year that's kind of super new and exciting is we're holding a championship the first time at the horse park in September. So we're hoping we'll have lots of thoroughbreds come and participate at the show. It's going to be in the Rolex Arena and the Walnut Arena. So really cool venue. And
what's that?
We're taking over the horse park with thoroughbreds.
I don't think I've heard that. What's that going to be? Tell us about it.
So we're sure. So the past couple of years, we've supported the New Vocations Thoroughbred Charity Show, which has been first a one day show, and then last year was a 2 day show, and this year it's going to be a 2 day show again, and then we're going to have a third day of competition, and it's going to be the TIP Championships. So anybody who's participated in a TIP class or one of our annual award programs between September of 2016 and July of this year is eligible to come to the championships. We have 12 hunter jumper divisions, and it should be a really awesome opportunity for people to show off what their thoroughbreds are able to do. We'll have some great prizes and some prize money for the winners. And we're hoping we'll have lots and lots of thoroughbreds that we can, you know, talk about where they came from, how they got where they are, and show off what they've been able to do since they got off the racetrack.
That's very cool. You know, there's so much going on. September and October at the horse park is going to be mobbed because there's so much going on.
It is.
I was just looking at the schedule. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're just going to have to get
it's a great venue and...
We're just going to have to get a house in Lexington, Jamie, where we can just descend on Lexington anytime we want and go to the
that
horse park
good.
For shows. We're just going to have to rent a place or something.
I think they call that VRBO, Glenn. Yeah. Get involved.
Well, we'll just stay at Kristen's house. We'll just go to Kristen's house.
Come on up. You can feed my horses for me.
Okay. Good. See, that's a thing.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I was going to say, that's a thing. Horse people, when you stay over, put you to work. Like, I go to Jamie's to visit for an hour, and she has me filling water buckets. You know?
I'm like, take the hose.
Exactly.
Come on. Don't just stand there.
Yeah.
Kristen, all right. Well, Kristen, thank you so Thank you so much for coming on and talking about it. Again, it's tjctip.com is the website. You can check it out and get yourself involved in this if you haven't already. I'm feeling a little bit lost right now because for the first time, I think in 20 years, I don't own a thoroughbred. So horse shopping.
You just let me know what you want and we can find you one.
Let's see. I've only got 3 new horses and it's only June this year. So I think I can do 4.
Yeah, what's one right. more? Once you get to 3, it's just, you know, additional.
I meant 3 new ones this year. I wish it was like 3.
So you want to talk about how many you actually have total.
No, we're not going to talk about that. But I'll be adding another thoroughbred soon. All right, Kristen, thank you so much for coming on TJCTIP.com. Yeah. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. All righty. Bye.
Take care. Well, we're going to take a break for a song here, and then we're going to come back. I thought we'd, before we get to our trivia, I thought we'd finish up a list that we started last week with Dr. Wendy. That was kind of fun, but we only got to a couple of them because we got talking about it so much. So when we come back, we're going to talk about 18 bizarre but very real fears that all riders have. Right after this, we'll be right back.
Once upon a girl, not even 17, she said across the ocean, she's gonna give the world a chance to live up to her dreams. Wide-eyed like a child, she wanted to believe. But the world she thought would change her knelt before the way she thought the world ought to be. Sophia, can you stop the wheels from turning? Sophia, can you live just for the day? If I had all the answers, would you even stop to listen? You're walking in my footsteps, but your head is in the clouds today. Welcome to LA. They'll give you everything. And on the day that you believe you're everything I told you, take it all away. But she didn't take the part. She said, I'll write my own. They shook their heads and wrote her off, but answered to the masters when her songs began to play. Sophia, can you stop the wheels from turning? Sophia, can you live just for the day? If I had all the answers, would you even stop to listen? You're walking in my footsteps, but your head is in the clouds today. How's color outside the lines, and I can see a lot of me in you. Not afraid of fire, not afraid to kill, not afraid to die, but not afraid to live. Sophia, can you stop the wheels from turning? Sophia, can you live just for the day? If I had all the answers, would you even stop to listen? You're walking in my footsteps, but your head is in the clouds. Sophia, Sophia. Listen. my footsteps, but your head is in the clouds today.
And that was Sophia by Stephanie Quayle. You can find all of her music at stephaniequayle.com. Well, Jamie, we started last week. You weren't here on Wednesday, but Dr. Wendy and I started this list. It's on eventingconnect.com, and it was the 18 bizarre but very real fears that all riders have. We did a couple of them, but I thought it'd be fun to talk about some more of those today.
This is giving me anxiety reading this right now, because I have definitely had, especially number two, like I can't have them because of that.
Well, and we covered, that was the waterer, the having the automatic water randomly stop working in the middle of the night. But let's pick up at number six, cutting off a big name rider in the warm-up arena. Do you guys worry about that as not big name riders?
I'm a big name, so I don't really.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot.
No, I'm just kidding.
So Jennifer, do you worry about it? Are you big name too?
No, I'm pretty oblivious. When I'm in the warm-up arena,
you don't care who you cut off.
The world exists.
Screw Boyd Martin. I'm cutting him off.
No, it's cutting anybody off, because usually it's worse for the person. Like for me, my horse is like, he's too close.
Well, let's see here. How about number seven? Your horse getting fed moldy hay accidentally and perishing as a result. I do as a horse husband, I can speak to this one. I am obsessive about the hay, because Jennifer taught me early on. So if there is a little sniff of something that's wrong or a little puff of dust comes out, I am freaking out, and I have to ask Jennifer before I can feed it.
Oh, of course. Don't ever feed moldy hay. We do. You know, since I've lived in Arizona, we haven't really had that problem.
Oh, we had, a couple bales last week, Jennifer. We've had a couple bales show up here in Florida, because Florida, moist,
well,
humid.
Well, and it's hay that's made in the South for the most part, and it's hard to get it to cure properly. Yeah. I'm just as paranoid as Glenn about it. It's my fault that he's like that.
It's probably good.
Lost one to moldy hay once. So.
Yeah. So leaving your horse in a stall for a second with its saddle on, it could roll.
I worry about that at horse shows. Actually, just leaving Zeus with anything on is a nightmare. I bought brand new white bell boots, but like the nice ones with the fleece around the top. And I was getting all of his boots put on for cross country at the horse trial a couple weeks ago. And so I put my brand new super white, because I think they look cute with white when they have white socks, jumping stuff, because it's kind of the keeps them flashy, you know. Anyway, so put those brand new bell boots on, and I walked out of the stall to get his other boots, the front and back boots, and I come back in the stall, he's already ripped one off.
There you
and
go.
Didn't rip the Velcro where you could restitch it.
No,
he ripped the metal, the like rubber part was torn in half. He literally had him for like 20 seconds. So leaving him with a saddle on would just be a really stupid idea.
Zeus is special. He's definitely special.
It's true.
He's a nut. And then you see, but then you go, we see it all the time here. I don't know if you see it out there, but you see the trail riders here. We have a lot of trail riders here. You see them with their saddles on in the trailer, which we've never done, but you see them with their saddles on in the trailer going to and from all the time with their saddles on. I can't imagine how scuffed up they must get doing that.
Yeah, I don't think you put your Debaku on and go in the trailer.
No, but you see it all the time here. How about putting your new bit on the bridle backwards? Now, that may be something that us horse husbands have done at a time or two. Maybe. Maybe once or
maybe.
Twice.
I don't think that's a fear of mine, no.
We were at it. Where were we the other day, Jennifer, that they had their bit on upside down? And we had to bring it up. Your horse finding a way to harm itself with its shoe it lost in its paddock that you cannot find. Yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because the nails are sticking up, right? You know they're sticking straight up.
Mine is like you're going to be galloping. Most of my fears involve evisceration. So it's like they're going to be galloping along the pasture. They're going to step on an end. It's going to fly up and eviscerate them. I'm special too.
Yeah, you are too. I was just going to say. Your horse biting a small child's finger off who is just wanting to pet it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To kind of think about that.
Lucas, I'm like, don't climb in Zeus's stall. Don't do it.
Now, do you have a fear when you're showing of getting red carded? You're not even sure what for. You just constantly have that fear.
No.
You should, by the way. In your cross country, you should be fearing.
I get a yellow card before I get a red card.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, maybe we should change that. Losing your trainer's horse when you lead it from its field. I don't think I've had that one. No. Causing a spur rub mark on your horse accidentally.
I don't wear spurs.
Yeah, that was not too bad. Forgetting to close your horse's stall door. Well, I have done that one. And a matter of fact, Scooter was wandering around yesterday after I forgot that one. So
I will wake up I'll hear the dog bark outside, and she always barks when the horses get loose. But she also barks like, I don't know, when a horse walks by the fence, or when a horse snorts, or when a neighbor walks by, you know? So it's like, when she's barking Zenyatta, it could be because there's a horse loose. And if she's out, she's out at night and she starts barking, it's 3 a.m. I have to get up and go make sure nobody's loose. And I close all the doors. Yeah, no, it's hard to, it's difficult to be me.
Your slightly chubby horse suddenly foundering. Well, that's something that we all worry about with our slightly chubby horses. And forgetting to tighten your girth and rolling off your horse. Now, we have all seen this at horse shows, have we not? Everybody has witnessed that one person go, and it's slow motion, right? That slow motion, they go, and you see the look on their face like, oh, crap. Because they know what they did.
Nobody in my family rides. And the one time my brother was like, I'll ride with you, I had this super fat, short pony. And my brother's not, it wasn't a pony. I guess he was like 14'3". Big tank of a horse, but like really, really round. And my brother is not small. And I swear, the horse, like, we're on a trail and he just trots like 3 steps. And it was like, trot, and my brother went left the whole saddle comes, you know, all day. And like the one time a family member rode with me in my entire life, and that, so I was like, I'm sorry.
And he knew, he was convinced you did it on purpose, wasn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't offered to ride with me since.
I don't think I would either. Well, that's it. That's our list. That was brought to you by eventingconnect.com. Well, we're going to have a little fun today. We haven't done one of these in a little while, so we thought we'd play some trivia. We're going to bring on a couple of our auditors. I thought, Jamie, we would play it the same way we played it last time, where we each are matched with an auditor and we play as teams. So we can consult on the answers and then give a group answer. We're going to play 2 rounds of 3 questions. Jennifer's got the lead. Jennifer, what sound effect do you have for the right answer?
Correct answer.
It's about, bring it louder. So, turn your volume up a little bit. No. You're a little quiet, actually. You need to crank your volume a little.
There you go.
And then the wrong answer. Okay. Well, that'll work.
Oh, God, that's annoying.
Got to get the questions right.
Harpo Marx here. It's the Harpo Marx trivia.
So you're going to ask the questions back and forth between Glenn and I, and we're each have a listener as a team member.
That's correct.
So 2 rounds of 3 questions each, winner take all. And what are we winning?
The pride of knowing you won. That's what you're
million dollars.
We have, to help us today. We have auditor Chantel. Hey, Chantel.
Evening.
How are you?
We are doing fantastic. My daughter Sophie is here too, and she really wanted to say hi.
Well, okay, let's say hi. Hi, Sophie.
Yeah.
How?
How are you? How old are you, Sophie?
How old are you, honey?
Hello.
Yes, you do. You're 4.
4.
Well, thank you for helping mommy today.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I think
Sophie, are you gonna ask Sophie if she's gonna marry Lucas someday?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Okay,
Sophia, are you gonna marry Lucas? She said no.
Poor Lucas.
Darn it. You've got to learn rejection.
And we also have auditor Lindsay with us. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Are you on speaker, Lindsay?
No, I'm on a headset. You need me to go back
yes.
to the handheld?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah, they don't work real well. And if you either one of you have our show on, turn it off. That'll work better. Are you back?
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's yes. much better.
That's what DJs say is, okay. can you turn your radio down?
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
That's right. Because yeah. there's a delay and it drives us insane. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you have a child with you?
Only if you count my 7-year-old yellow lab.
Well, that'll count. Actually, your 7-year-old yellow lab that might counts. Know the answers better than us. So you might want to get some help. All right. This is what I got.
As
I got
long as the answers are what?
What?
As long as the answers are what horse or treats the horses like best, because everything they like, he likes.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe there will be a treat question. We don't know. But you guys know the rules now. I have a coin here, so I'm going to flip the coin. Heads gets to play with me. Tails gets stuck with Jamie. So, so all right. So I'm flipping for, we're going to flip for Chantel. So, all right, here we go. And it's heads. It looks like it's Chantel. It's you and I, girl, and your daughter.
Woo!
Lindsay, you're stuck with Jamie.
Jamie, we got okay. this.
We got this, girl.
We'll win this.
Don't consult your dog.
Or you might want to.
Well, he left anyways. He thought I was boring.
All right, okay, Jennifer. Lindsay, first question. Seeing that, we'll give it to them. We'll give you guys the first question.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, Jamie's team Jamie gets the first question. And the first question is, in what country were the very first World Equestrian Games held way back in 1990?
Lindsay, do you have a thought?
I listened to the WEG show.
We talked about this on the last one, Lindsay.
I know. I want to say Switzerland, but I'm not sold on it.
Well, your guess is better than mine. We can say Brussels or Switzerland or Sweden. Does any of these ring a bell? Norway, Europe,
Japan, China, Hong Kong.
Let me just name countries. Brazil. And when one rings a bell, just holler out. That's it.
I'm winging it. Let's say Sweden.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
Final answer.
Yeah! Lindsay!
Very good. Very good. See, this shows glad, we do.
I'm glad you mentioned Sweden, because I was going with Switzerland.
It was Stockholm, wasn't it? It was Jennifer, Stockholm?
Yes, Stockholm, Sweden.
Look at you guys. And that's all because she listens to our shows right there.
Yeah, but you didn't remember and you did the show.
No, I did remember. I knew it was time.
All right, next.
Can I mention before we do the next question that I am an award-winning podcaster and also that... that we were on, that Diane and I from Healthcare Nation were on the Trivial Warfare podcast, which is the largest podcast of trivia in the world, and we won and beat the Trivia Master because they dumbed the questions down enough for us that we could actually have a chance. So there we go. Just wanted to mention that.
Put your money where your mouth is.
That just means when you lose, it's more insulting.
Exactly.
Come on, Chantel. Let's do this.
Winner. Goes down. All right, Chantel, help him out because he's going to embarrass you. Carry on.
Does it help that my family calls me the encyclopedia?
Yes! Perfect. I knew I got the right. All right, go ahead, Jennifer. We're ready.
All right, team. And your first question is, what is the traditional material used to make a makate?
Is that horsehair? Mm-hmm. Is it horsehair, Chantel?
Okay.
No Googling.
No, we're not Googling.
I think it's either, I want to say it's horsehair or it's alpaca or something because it's really soft.
Oh, you know, it could be.
Okay,
you're the encyclopedia. I'll go with yours. I could go either way on this one.
It's something really, really soft.
Mohair, like mohair or something.
I got an itchy here. Yeah.
I don't know what, but what's mohair made out of?
I don't know.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up. All right. Come on, final answer.
Pick one of the two.
Can we steal?
No, no steal. We don't have time for steals today.
No stealing.
All right, go ahead. Give an answer, Chantel.
Let's go with, oh gosh, whatever mohair is made out of.
All right, mohair. We're going with that.
Oh, man.
You should have gone with your first choice. It was horsehair.
Dang it.
Should have trusted my instincts. All right.
And traditionally taken from the mane as well.
Smarty pants.
Now you just show it off.
You got the Western Rider on here. Rising above all.
We're in good shape.
Yeah.
We're going to be a
Alrighty.
Good team.
Team Jamie. Second question right now. It's 1-0. So Team Jamie, you could pull way ahead here. Your question is, what is the architectural sounding name of the metal rings through which driving lines pass on a harness?
Is this a cruel joke? She's a Western rider and I'm an inventor. And you're asking us driving questions?
Well, I'm not going to ask Glenn.
All right. Say that again. Say that again.
What is the architectural sounding name of the metal rings through which the driving lines pass on a harness?
I don't even know where the driving lines pass. I heard driving. I just shut down.
Metal thing? Saddle?
I can see it, but I've got traces stuck in my head, and I know that's wrong.
That's like lines or something. Architectural sounding name. Driving lines pass through the... They're the Klingon sphincters, obviously.
That's a bonus point right there.
Am I right? Do you want to go with that?
Let's go with it. I love it.
Klingon sphincters, final answer. Yes!
Creativity, it's a turret.
It's a turret, yeah.
A turret? Turret.
That was my next guess.
You get the funny answer of the day award. You get that. That's funny. All right, we're ready.
All right, Team Glenn, your next question. You're way behind. Come on, guys, step it up. Your next question is, what breed was the world's first cloned horse? Was it A, Haflinger, B, Quarter Horse, or C, a Dale pony?
Oh,
I'm
almost positive
it's a Quarter Horse.
Me too. I think we had them on the show, actually. We're going with Quarter Horse. Yeah, Quarter Horse.
Final answer.
What?
Oh, man.
Come on, guys. It's a Haflinger.
Was it a Haflinger? But we had the Quarter Horse people on. I thought they were first.
Glenn, we have proven now that you don't listen to your own shows that you're actually hosting.
I thought we had.
I'd say before that, it was actually a mule.
It was a sheep first.
It was cloned on a paint mare.
It was sheep,
well,
though,
yeah,
first.
Before the
yeah.
There was sheep, then there was a mule cloned by the University of Idaho, seated in a paint mare.
All right, we're never allowing her back on the show again.
Basically just spotted quarter horses.
Hey.
You know what? You guys get a point for like being completely 100 million percent sure, but you're like, quarter horse, duh. Well, duh.
Sure.
Had him on the show, duh. Obviously a quarter horse. Glenn, quarter horse, Chantel, quarter horse. Yep, quarter horse. Let's go with quarter horse.
Confidence is key.
Yeah, that's right. We owned it.
True that.
All right, Jennifer.
What's next?
All right. Your next question, Team Jamie. What was the name of Teddy Roosevelt's horse that he rode during the Spanish-American War?
Oh, I know this one.
Come on, Lindsay. I've contributed zero to this whole thing. Let's see. Keep your cred.
Hey, you got the Star Trek stuff in there. I want to say it was like Renegade or started with an R. Am I jogging any memories for you?
Whose horse are we talking about, Jennifer? It's because you're thinking
Roosevelt.
So it's not Reckless.
Yeah, it's not Reckless, but it was still an R.
Wrong war, yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt rode. Oh my gosh, it was like in the movie where the people come to life and the
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum.
Yeah, Night at the Museum.
It was actually, yeah. and his horse, I believe, is stuffed somewhere in some museum somewhere.
Yeah, let's go with Renegade. What'd you say, Remington Renegade? Reckless.
Not Reckless. I know that one. I can at least get that famous horse right.
I know. It's Klingon Sphincter. That was the name.
I'll give you a hint. There, it's named after a state.
Yeah. No hints. They're already winning. No hints.
All right. So let me go through this and you tell me what jumps out at you. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Wow. That's good.
I'm in awe.
You Googled that.
Well,
didn't
the right
you?
One was in there somewhere.
The right one was in there somewhere. His name was Little Texas.
Little Texas. Nice. That's right. There's a briar horse, Little Texas.
And I heard you say Texas.
I did I say listening. Texas. Yeah, I did. By the way, that is completely from memory, just so you guys know. I actually auditioned for a game show using the fast talking 50 United States in alphabetical order. I did not get selected.
It obviously had nothing to do with
can
states.
You do the capitals?
Oh god, no, my brain is full enough. Yeah, nothing yet. I'll work on it. Right, you know what I have to do to remember all the capitals is I have to clear out all the nonsensical 80s song lyrics out of my head, and then I can fill it up with actual useful information.
God, I don't know what my excuse is then.
You need to bust out in song with Madonna. You need those lyrics.
Nobody needs this much Bon Jovi. They just, nobody does. Bon Jovi doesn't know as many Bon Jovi songs as I do.
You're probably right about that, actually. Jennifer, all right, our turn. And it looks like they're up 2-0.
We actually only got one.
All right.
You could tie.
Your question is, what breed was Elvis Presley's jet black horse named Bear?
Oh, he was a Tennessee Walker, I think. What do you think, Chantel?
It's got to be a Walker or a Foxtrotter.
Yeah.
But he was so into Walkers.
Yeah. All right. You want to go with that? First instinct?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Tennessee Walker.
Final answer.
Yay! We got one!
All right. We're going to go with a tie because I actually only answered one correctly. And thanks to Lindsay, we got that one right. So, Glenn, I'm not giving this to you, Glenn. I'm giving it to Chantel. Congratulations, Chantel and Lindsay. It ends in a tie.
Thanks, Jamie.
It's not your fault. You've got Glenn as a partner. It's not your fault.
This was a 50-50 failure.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh.
That's funny. Well, thank you guys for playing today. We only had 15 minutes to play today, but thank you guys. We're going to do this once a month. We really have to do this once a month. It's a lot of fun. So we'll make it a point to make that happen. But we appreciate both of you playing. And real quick, Lindsay, or either one of you, Lindsay, let's start with Chantel. Why do you like being an auditor?
Oh, man, that Facebook group is the bomb. We have so much fun on there. There's never a dull moment.
It's true.
True.
How about you, Lindsay?
I've got a second Chantel. I mean, that Facebook group is my baby. So
there you go. True. So you think everybody should become an auditor? They all should go out and do it today.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Now you've heard it from them, not us. Just head on over to horsesinthemorning.com, click on the order for as little as $1 a month. You too can play in their sandbox. And it's a very nice sandbox, and they're never cruel in there. Everybody's always happy. So
mean people
and
are
really
not allowed.
Big, and there's adults.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you guys both. We appreciate you playing. Take care. I know that.
All right, have a good day.
You're heading out. Bye. We got to get off the here because Jennifer has a vet coming for Nigel, and you have to head off north to where it's not as hot.
I'm taking taking some kids up to Flagstaff for the night, so I'm heading out as well. So everybody have a great day. Spay, neuter, and geld. That's all I'll
right.
say.
We'll see everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. What's tomorrow, Jennifer? Is it what is tomorrow? I don't know what tomorrow is on the network. We'll have a show for you. Let's just put it that way. We're going to have a show for you. And then Friday, we'll be back with really, really bad ads. So definitely get your really bad ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com today. Look on Craigslist, Facebook, wherever. Send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. See everybody.